So I'm just walking back from the town with Poppy over the lanes. And I wanted to give her some good exercise. I've been on a sort of 4 mile, 5 mile walk. We're going out tonight, Claude and I. And I thought I'd just brew 5 thoughts about that. For people who haven't heard before from me, I suffered from a couple of mental breakdowns a couple of years ago, and I've been recovering ever since. Agoraphobia has been one of the things, social anxiety disorder, all sorts of little bits and pieces brought about by a stressful job and other stuff. Anyway, a lot better now, but not so much better that I comfortably socialise, even with family. I'm good with friends now, I'm good with neighbours. I'm fine to go and talk to farmers and stallholders and pub landlords and shop owners, and have been doing for a few months. But big social events I haven't been to. I haven't been to one for a few years. And so this is a test. So the first thought is it's going to be a challenge. The second thought is it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a place full of people who will be the people I hope to visit and talk about to with about Love Fresh. And my neighbour, distant neighbour, we're spread out, but my neighbour's doing a talk on the history of Cheshire from a farming perspective. She's a farmer's wife of 40 years, and she's interesting, and so that'll be good. The third thing is that if I'm going to do the kind of promotion, getting the word out on Love Fresh that I want to do, I have to be able to go to things like this with a big smile on my face, nice and relaxed, and enjoy it. And the fourth thing is it may actually be very boring and stiff. I don't know. I haven't been out to anything like this for so many years, but even when I did go out to big social things, it was usually in the centre of London, you know. Although, obviously, I did. I left London. I went to various, all sorts of... Oh, I used to DJ and that kind of thing. And so I've not always been retiring and shy. And I'm not shy, really. I just, you know, had a tough patch. Lost my social confidence. There was 5 things, and they were all really succinct, but I seem to have managed to ramble. It'll be a milestone for me. If I can do this, it'll be a massive milestone. It'll give me a real boost. Yeah. Just thinking about it has actually made my mind go blank. When I started thinking about it earlier, it was more like, yeah, it'll be good for Love Fresh. It'll be good for showing my support to the neighbour. It'll be good because it'll be interesting. It'll be bad because I'll be nervous, and it'll be bad because if I go to pieces, and that's not something that is visible on the outside to people necessarily, but if I have a panic attack, I suppose it would be. Poppy, leave that. Poppy's happily eating cow shit. Good girl. You know, that's gonna knock me back, but I'm not gonna let it make you know, distort my sense of reality. It's a big challenge going to something like this, and hundreds of people will be there. On the other hand, the final, oh, this is 6 points now. If I leave there and it's all gone well, and I've met some more farmers to go and talk to about Love Fresh and persuade of the kind of local and, depending on the openness to talk, organic message that I'm going to be encouraging, you know, it'll be a really good thing. Anyway, tonight, I'll report back out, guys. It's a massive challenge, but it's not one that I'm not looking forward to, or one that I don't think I'm ready for.